Do you know the richest cultures in the world prepare for success by doing rituals and ceremonies to close out an old year and start a new year? Hi, I'm Linda Lenore, a feng shui master, certified sacred space creator, and spiritual coach. I want to welcome you to the start of new energy for you, your home, and your office. I'm delighted you have chosen to learn how to set the stage for success for the new year. And if you are listening to this at some other point in the year, I would like you to realize you can do this process any time of the year to create a fresh start, starting over for a new beginning, anytime you want or need to set things moving in a more positive energy for you and your loved one. Today I'm going to share with you ways to clear the home and office of old stagnant energy and infuse it with positive energy focused on your desires in life. This usually is in preparation for starting a new year. But if it's past the Western New Year, you can incorporate these into celebrating the Chinese New Year, which usually falls between January and February. And as I mentioned earlier, you can also do these steps any time of the year. Let's say you have had a series of bad luck or discouraging life experiences. No need to wait until another year rolls around. Take charge of your life by shifting gears and starting over right now. Let's celebrate and set intentions for your new year of success and get the year working in your favor. Here is the get ready, get set, and go suggestions. This process makes it possible to energetically set the stage to make the most of this auspicious time to start a new year or create a fresh start anytime. Let's get ready. Clean your home thoroughly before the new year arrives. This symbolism is to clean and sweep away bad luck while making room for the new. Clean inside your front door area and outside the porch, sweeping up the leaves and the debris. Make sure that the hinges work well, oil them so that they don't squeak, polish the handle, all the things to make the entrance feel wonderful. If you can bring some of the outdoors in, that's even better. Something to do with a plant inside or a water feature would be lovely. Dust and wash all windowsills. Windows have to do with your vision and clarity, so clean the windows. And then also make sure that the windowsills are clean, because that's where the energy settles as far as it is concerned coming into the window area of our house. Clear the emails and the magazines, all the old energies from last year. You know, what I do is I go through and I literally bring all my magazines together and then just literally toss them. If there's one or two of them that just really jump out, I will keep them. But generally speaking, you've either read them or the information is so old you don't need to keep it. So get rid of the old magazines and the emails. Completely clean your bathrooms. Use lemon or pine oils in the bathrooms. In the living area and family room, you can also use pine oils and some cedar oils. You can get essential oils through a number of different companies. Make sure that it is a high-quality essential oil. If you have any questions about that, please contact me, and I'll give you the names of a couple of different companies and places where you can find them. Dust and vacuum your bedroom. Yes, even under your bed, all the beds. Let the bed air out. Place freshly laundered linens on your bed for New Year's Eve to have a fresh, clean bed in which to sleep and start the new year. You may want to sprinkle it with lavender, a little lavender, or spray some lavender essential oils in the room. Pay particular attention to cleaning your kitchen and stove. Replace the burner liners if they are no longer shiny. Declutter your refrigerator of old leftovers, all things like that. Wash the refrigerator inside and out with vinegar. Clean the pantry and replenish it with nourishing foods. The Asian cultures have a saying to remove all of your staples, and they consider there are four staples. That's flour, salt, sugar, and rice. And what the idea behind this is that you want to get rid of all the things that you would normally be eating that may have gathered some of the negative, stagnant, toxic energy from the past year. Now, if you've got a brand new bag, we still want to get rid of it, but you may want to give it or gift it to a neighbor or someone you know that likes to bake, someone that can use the item, because it would be new to them. That way, then you are getting some brand new staples, and you bring those into your house. You may want to give it, if it's a full bag that hasn't been opened, you can give it to Second Harvest or to some food bank that could use it. Just remember that giving, that there's the cycle of giving and receiving. The reason? We don't want to ingest the old energy from last year by putting the food that's absorbed all that toxic negative energy from the past year into our bodies. Refrain from sweeping on New Year's Day to avoid sweeping the good luck away. In fact, the Chinese tradition says to have your house clean and all food prepared before New Year's Day. We don't want to work on New Year's Day. We want to enjoy family and friends. Because it is said that whatever you do on New Year's Day, you will do more of that activity for the rest of the year. So now that we've gotten ready, let's get set. So what do you want to do or experience this next year? Let's set the stage of your home or office to support your desires. Purchase 9 oranges or tangerines. Place them in a bowl in your living room or in your place of business. They symbolize wealth, health, and good luck. Write the words that describe what you want next year in big lettering. Things like happiness, wealth, longevity, travel, romance, or whatever else you'd like to attract in the new year. Write them on red paper with a brand new pen, one that has never been used to write with before. Then cut these out and place them on your windowsill. You know those windowsills that I said to clean? That's where they go. So they have a fresh, kind of an altar on which to reside. Have fun and create a little personal altar to the kitchen god. Many cultures believe that there is a kitchen god, someone that watches over us while we're in the kitchen, watching over so we don't have accidents, and also bringing in wonderful good energy for us. Place meaningful objects and offerings on this altar. It could be something like incense, oranges, some new candles, a bowl of water, maybe some fresh flowers. Symbolically feed the good spirits around your home these wonderful foods and beautiful to look at items. In return, the universe will feed your body, mind, and spirit with unexpected blessings all year long. Do this as a ritual. Be confident. Have faith in the process, knowing that the law of abundance and the law of attraction are working with you. So that's how we're going to set the stage for the new year. And now it's time to go. As soon as you have done this, consider it the start of the new year. A traditional favorite custom in many cultures is to wear something new on New Year's Day. What a great excuse to go shopping and buy something new. It doesn't have to be a full outfit. It can be. Or it could just be a lovely accessory like a scarf, pin, or a necktie. If you find something with red, that's wonderful because red is the preferred color to attract good energy, and especially good energy to you. Again, it doesn't have to be a whole outfit that's red, and it certainly could be. Maybe it's just a pin that has some red or a ring that would have some red in it. All of these are rather simple things that you can do to change the vibration and frequencies within your home and office. This, in turn, changes your perception of your environment. Since we become the energy in which we live, having this fresh, new, focused with intention energy surrounding us, we become this fresh, positive, and vitally alive person ready to attract all the good life has to offer us. If you'd like to learn more about the specific energies for each new year based on the animal of the Chinese New Year, check my website for the MP3 or transcript. My website is www.lindalenore.com. LindaLenore.com. Let me spell that out for you. That's Linda Lenore is LindaLenore.com. You can find it under the Events or Programs section at the header. A few ways I can continue to help you to enhance your environment and your life are my clutter-busting courses, MP3s on various topics, or consultations. Clutter is a major cause of many of our challenges in life. In fact, it affects us in 22 different ways, including our health, wealth, weight, careers, and relationships. You'll find more about this and that particular program and recording under the Programs tab on my site. Another powerful method to support you is to experience an expert energy clearing for your home, business, or both. These set the seeds of your intentions for the new year or a new start with a professional clearing and home blessing. It removes predecessor energy, arguments, sadness, and other stagnant or unwanted energies. The process then infuses the environment with beauty, love, joy, happiness, abundance, peace, and the energy of your dreams. It helps you get the new year off on a safe and prosperous beginning. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you learned a lot and are excited to greet the new year, or the new to you year, making it your best year ever. Thank you for listening to this recording. If you have any questions, please contact me either at my email, which is linda@lindalenore.com. Let me spell that for you. That's linda@lindalenore.com, or phone me at area code 650-368-5532. Again, that's area code 650-368-5532. I'm Linda Lenore with a toast to you for the brightest, most wonderful year and manifestation of your dreams come true. Bye for now with my blessings for a wonderful life.